And good morning. Welcome in to the front porch on this beautiful 48-degree morning.
All right. It's been a nice week so far, hasn't it?
Oh, it's just been lovely. Yes. Lovely.
It's so good to be able to get outside and feel the warmth of the sun. And nothing's really greening up like it's going to, but it's getting there.
Yeah. I think, you know, spring is in the air.
Spring is definitely there.
You know, and stuff. And, yeah. and of course, 79 today.
Yeah. Well, yesterday I looked at my truck thermometer as I was coming back from Sango area home, and it was 81, Brian.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, I know.
It's just, but it was a nice 81. It wasn't hot.
Yes, it was, yeah.
It was just right.
Yeah. I had to turn off the heat and turn on the air for the first time in this year 2025.
Yeah. Now, the weekend, Friday and Saturday, could be a little different as far as storm-wise.
Okay.
I know everything I'm seeing, of course, you know, you see stuff, and they talk about it, you know, that storms could be pretty bad Friday and Saturday.
Okay, all right.
You know, I just put it this way. Just watch your weather channels.
There you go.
Keep up with your radios and listen and stay informed.
Yeah, you can't be too careful, especially this time of the year
in our area,
because we do get some pretty bad weather.
Yes.
And it's violent sometimes. So, stay tuned to your source of news and weather and try to heed what they tell you. Keep up with the storms, where they're tracking, and all that sort of thing.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, Bing, where are we picking up at today?
Well, we've been in for a little while now, the Thessalonian letters of Paul, and we're going to pick up today. If you're out there and you want to open your Bible, put a bookmark there. We'll actually be in 1 Thessalonians 5, and we'll pick up at verse 7 this morning when we get back.
Okay.
Lord willing, we just thank you all for listening.
Yes.
We ask that you'll consider, as we get closer to our spring friend raiser.
Yes, coming up. It'll be here before we know it.
The needs of this station. Mm-hmm. It's only you out there who allow us to broadcast daily.
That's it.
In the favor of the Lord, for sure.
That's what I say all the time. It takes you to keep us running.
That's right.
Friends are a treasure from our Lord. The Bible says in Proverbs 18:24, a man who has friends must himself be friendly. But there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Our spring Thank You Jesus Friendraiser is Tuesday and Wednesday, April the 8th and 9th, from 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. And Thursday, April the 10th, from 6 to 9 a.m. We're inviting old friends to return, current friends to remain, and new friends to partner with us to provide excellent programs and strong biblical music year-round. You can make your faith pledge now online at missionary.radio. Click on Donate and fill out the faith pledge form. Set up your recurring gift through Cornerstone Payment System or mail your gift to Missionary Radio, P.O. Box 1029, Hopkinsville, Kentucky 42241. Thank you for partnering with 100% listener-funded Missionary Radio.
Music and programming to exalt King Jesus. Missionary Radio.
And welcome back to the front porch here on this beautiful Wednesday morning.
It's dark now, but it's beautiful.
I know.
I saw the horizon line where the sun was coming up, and really we had a pretty nice full moon there.
Oh, yeah.
As I was coming into.
Yeah, beautiful.
It was going down, sun was coming up, doing everything that God ordained them to do.
That's it, because He made it all,
right? That's right, He made it all. Well, if you're out there and you're listening, we've been going through the Thessalonian letters. And hopefully this is done in a way that you can pick up any time. You don't necessarily have to start weeks ago where we started, but you can still pick up some understanding of it as we go to 1 Thessalonians 5, and we're in verse 7 and 8, where we're told, "For they that sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us," Paul says, "who are of the day, be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. Brian, I think Paul is saying that this world can be dark at some times. And when it's dark and people live in that darkness, they're apt to be lazy. They're apt to be sleepy. They're apt to be allowing things to happen around them as if they have no control. And they allow themselves to be a part of this darkness. But he says to the Thessalonians, and he's saying to us today, we are of the day, and we are to be sober-minded. We are be able to assess the situations around us, assess what is going on, and we put on the breastplate of our faith, and with that faith, we have love that of Jesus Christ that comes into our hearts. We are to share that. We are to example that to the people around us, and when you're in a battle, it's good to protect that head. And he says, for a helmet, our helmet is the hope of salvation, and really it's the certainty of salvation. So these verses tell us how we as Christians should live in this world, and not only how we should live in this world today, but tomorrow, and next week, next month, but how we should live in this world until we breathe our last breath, or until Jesus comes back and calls us home. Yes. We'd already talked about in previous weeks, the rapture, when Jesus does come in the clouds and he brings all who are dead in Christ to him, and then we are translated up also at the rapture of the church. That's the hope of salvation. That's it. Now, this isn't a phase that we go through, and it isn't an emotional high that we gradually lose. This is a permanent perspective. It's a change. And it is a drastic change, an unseen change, and the way of life that we as Christians are expected to live while we're alive in this world. So we are told, simply, do not sleep. Do not sleep in this world. The same sleep used by the indifferent, careless, and unfaithful virgins in Matthew 25, 5. It's the same sleep of the disciples who could not watch with Jesus for 1 hour in the Garden of Gethsemane.
And they fell asleep.
That's right. It's not that kind. We don't want to go there. We want to be alert. We want to be watching. Ephesians 5:14 says, wherefore he saith, awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead. In other words, come out of this dead world that is sleeping and be made alive, be made awakened in Christ. And then the verse ends with, and Christ shall give thee light. Mm-hmm. So there's a light and there's a darkness in this world. And after you receive this light, the verse continues, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as rise, as wise, not rise, redeeming the time. That means using the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And what is the will of the Lord today for us as Christians? What is the will of the Lord? What are we commanded to do, as Paul's saying, in this world of darkness? Well, with that theme, we're commanded to spread the light in this world of darkness. We are commanded to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. That is a commandment. Jesus said, go out and share the gospel to the whole world when I'm gone. That's what we're commanded to do. And if we're not doing what he's commanded us to do, the question is, are we sleeping like the rest of the world around us?
There you go.
Are we hibernating in this darkness? Okay. So we're also told this, to watch, to always be alert. First, alert to the Holy Spirit's leading, and then alert to the times in which we live, not permitting ourselves to be overthrown by the temptations of this world, or to become silent, which many of us do, by the intimidation of this world, or to grow weary while God in his great mercy and patience allows this world to continue during our lifetime. God will allow this world to do what it's going to do, good or evil. Men do have a choice. But we are not to grow weary or gravitate to the current of this world. And even though we can't see the downward progression of this world each day as Christians, if you look back decades or even, you know, centuries, mm-hmm. we can see that there is a downward progression. People are becoming more and more gravitated to darkness than light.
Yeah.
What was the study that you just heard about Christianity? The numbers of Christians today, the age is getting older. It said just on the news that there's less Christians today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you compare it to the population of our country, than it has been before.
Yes.
So it's just showing us there by studies like that that people are not gravitating to the light.
That's it.
And it may be because the church and Christians are not spreading that light to people
That's
around
true.
Us. That's right.
Very true.
That's what missionary radio is all about. Mm-hmm. That's what we do mm-hmm. here. We mm-hmm. do spread the light of Jesus Christ to the world. So we are to watch. And what is the danger of not watching? What could it lead to? Well, in Matthew 24:42, Jesus tells us this. He says, "Watch therefore, for you know not what hour the Lord doth come." Is that true, Brian?
That's very true.
We don't know.
We don't know.
He could come any second.
So these folks, it says, hey, he's coming back in a certain day at a certain time. There's no way that they know that.
There is no way that they know that.
Yeah, no way.
Absolutely not.
So don't listen to man. Don't listen to man.
No, you do not, because you do not know what hour your Lord doth come. That's Jesus.
Right.
That's our Savior telling us those words. But then he goes on to say, but know this, that if the good men of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. So what does that mean? If he knows what hour the thief's going to come, he is going to watch.
And be prepared.
That's right. And that's what we're supposed to do. We are to be prepared as if that thief would come at any time. We don't know when that'll happen.
That's right.
Therefore, he says, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not the Son of Man cometh. Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household, to give them meat in due season? And then Jesus says, blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. We are to watch. We are to be diligent. We are to be doing the work, the commandments that God's given us as Christians. We are expected to do good works for his kingdom while we're on this earth. But and if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and this is kind of like you're going back to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting apathetic. You're losing your savor. Mm-hmm. You lost that saltiness, and shall begin to smite his fellow servants and to eat and drink with the drunken. We don't want to live like the rest of the world. The Lord of that servant shall come in the day when he looketh not for him, and in the hour that he is not aware of. And Jesus says this, and he shall cut him asunder, and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There should be weeping and gnashing of teeth. We are to be sober. We are to be devoted. We are to be driven by the Holy Spirit to do what our Lord is wanting us to do.
Yes, absolutely.
Ephesians 5:18 says, be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. The Spirit of God. That's right. So if we are to be under the influence of anything while we are alive in this world as Christians, we are to be under the influence of the Holy Spirit.
Spirit, yes.
That'd be okay to be drunken with the Holy Spirit.
Well, sure. Absolutely.
That'd be okay to be just filled to the brim and overflowing with the Holy Spirit. And I love it when I meet people. And we have folks in our church who just overflow with the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing to see the life, the exuberance, the excitement, the love, and how they naturally gravitate and try to reach the people around them
mm-hmm.
and say, hey, I love you. Jesus loves you. Now, that is being drunken with the Holy Spirit.
I think about the old gospel song, I'm drinking from my saucer, because my cup is overflowing.
All right, all right.
Amen.
That's good. We need to be an overflowing people. If
yes.
if the church today in America became an overflowing church, the age of believers would dramatically go down because we would affect our children
sure.
and our grandchildren
sure.
and our families.
Sure.
That's
absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
So Titus, let's go to Titus 2:11-13. Before we get to Pen from the Heart,
okay.
and hear what it says. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. Now, who is that grace? That's Jesus, teaching us through the Holy Spirit and the Bible, God's Word, that denying ungodliness and world lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope.
Mm-hmm.
Again, that's Jesus, and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And we'll end there because we've got some really encouraging letters to read.
That's right, Pen from the Heart.
The Lord says in Isaiah 55:11, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it."
God is active in the hearts and lives of our listening family. Thank you, family, for sharing your thoughts with us. Also, thank you for praying, for listening, and giving to 100% listener-funded Missionary Radio.
Here are today's comments from Missionary Radio's Penned from the Heart.
From Oak Grove, thank you for all you do to inspire and motivate with the Lord, with the word of the Lord every day. I love all the programs and pray the Lord continues to bless the ministry you're doing through this station. From Fort Campbell, thank you for tireless efforts. There is a constant inflow of new soldiers to reach on Fort Campbell. Missionary Radio is making an impact here. From Clarksville, thank you for all you do to help spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. I found this station while scanning my car radio and haven't changed the channel since. God bless you.
Thank you for sharing what the Lord is doing through the ministry of 100% listener-funded Missionary Radio in your life.
We'd love to hear from you. Please call our Testimony and Penned from the Heart line at 270-962-4055.
Write to us at P.O. Box 1029, Hopkinsville, Kentucky, 42241.
And online at missionary.radio.
To exalt King Jesus, Missionary Radio.
Of course, the front porch with Bing Burbus this morning.
That's right. That's right. Glad to be here. Now, we were talking about how we should be in this world and how not to be. We don't want to be asleep. We don't want to be walking in darkness. We want to be awake. We've covered that. We want to be sober. 1 Peter 4:7 tells us, and Peter could be standing here right now and telling us these very words himself. He said, "But the end of all things is at hand." That's what he said in this verse. Now, if it was at hand when he wrote this, we can be assured it's more at hand now, more than ever. And he continues with, "Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer."
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. And the last way we must live in this world according to these three verses is to put on the breastplate of faith and love and the helmet and the hope of salvation. So we are not only to be awake and sober and watchful while alive on this earth, but we are called in this analogy of the soldier's armor to do what? When you're decked with soldier's equipment, what are you ready to do?
Ready to battle.
You're ready to battle. That's right. We join in the battle, clothing ourselves in spiritual protection. Now, it's an unseen helmet. It's an unseen armor. It's unseen chainmail, unseen sword. These are things that we deck ourselves in because we don't fight against the physical things of this world.
Yeah.
We're not war against flesh and blood. As 2 Corinthians 10:3 tells us, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds." That's something the world can't understand because the world can't see.
That's right.
But we as Christians understand it because we can see it in our mind's eye by reading the Word of God. The Word of God does not leave us clueless of this battle. Mm-hmm. We are aware that there are spiritual forces in this world that we can't see who are so ready to tear us down, to make us drunk, to put us asleep, to gravitate us into the ways of the world and not the ways of the world. And the verse continues with, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, mm-hmm. and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. So again, where does God want us to be while we're in this world? He's wanting us to walk in obedience to Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's the only way you can produce fruit.
Yep.
You can walk in obedience and not produce kingdom fruit.
That's right.
Because there's a lot of things you can be obedient to, but if you're obedient in Christ, being led by the Holy Spirit, mm-hmm. that's the only way you can produce kingdom fruit,
that's right.
everlasting fruit.
That's right.
We're in a spiritual war. And what are we battling for, Brian? We're battling for souls. And that's something else we can't see. It's mm-hmm. souls of men and women. And then so often where we fall short, after we battle for the souls and bring the knowledge of Jesus Christ to people around us, where we fall short sometimes after that, we do not continue to love them, to teach them, to instruct them, to correct them, to encourage them.
That's the thing, yeah.
And include them in what they are called to do as well as what we are called to do in this world. And what is mm-hmm. that? Well, we are to be disciples.
Disciples for Christ.
Disciples of Christ, that's right. Mm-hmm. It's not so great for us to say, I'm a disciple of Christ, if we're not grooming mm-hmm. others to be disciples of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And again, the trend that we just heard on the radio earlier about the age of Christians in America is at an all-time high age. Mm-hmm. It tells us, that just tells us that we could do better
sure.
at grooming people to be disciples
yes.
of Christ. All right. So too often we focus on salvation of a person and then let them flounder on their own,
mm-hmm.
not connecting them with the church, with their gifts, or with the work they're supposed to do. Oftentimes, we just leave them to the mercy of the world, mm-hmm. and we know what the world is going to do. It's going to affect them. It's going to change them.
Yeah.
We have three enemies. That's the world. Mm-hmm. The Bible says it's the world, and it's our own flesh.
Mm-hmm.
That's a terrible enemy to battle with if you don't allow the Spirit to control, and the devil.
Oh, yeah.
And the devil is always out there,
mm-hmm.
setting traps.
Always.
Yeah, setting temptations, enticing us to do this and that. And he uses the world.
Yeah.
He uses the things of the world to do that.
Yeah.
Now, the following verses in 1 Thessalonians 5 gives us instruction on how we should live with each other until Jesus returns. Now, this is living with each other. Verse 9 of 1 Thessalonians 5 says, "For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him." Now, this information that was said in these two verses has already been given to us in this letter. But it's restated here so that we can do what? What does verse 11 say? This is the reason it's restated. It's said again. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together.
Mm-hmm.
Comfort yourselves in this. We can comfort ourselves because we're not going to be a part of the wrath of God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And edify one another. That means build each other up, uplift each other, even as also ye do. This is telling the Thessalonians, we're doing these things. Paul was encouraged them to keep doing these things because it was the right thing to do. So as believers in Jesus Christ today, we should comfort one another. And that's another great highlight of going to church on Sunday and being with the body of Christ.
Oh, yes.
That's a comfort to just see that you are not alone in this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a comfort to see just how the Holy Spirit will overflow upon people. And bring
Absolutely.
That, and bring that joy, and bring that love, and bring that compassion. So As believers in Jesus Christ today, we should comfort one another knowing this, because we will be a part of the rapture. We will not be a part of the wrath of God to come. Mm-hmm. That's a great comfort. That's victory right there. It is a victory that is said and done. Mm-hmm. And while we're comforting one another, we should always be building each other up, encouraging each other to be a part of God's plan here on earth. Each one of us, each believer, has a purpose, has a plan of God for us to do. We need to try to get people plugged into that and understand what God has purposed for them to do. Some people have gifts that they've been given by the Holy Spirit that they just haven't identified yet, or don't even realize that they have. But we, mm-hmm. as people, as brothers and sisters, can see that oftentimes.
Oh, yeah.
And say, use that gift, mm-hmm. use that talent. Mm-hmm. We are also instructed to honor and respect our pastors and ministers among mm-hmm. us who are clearly, and I hope your pastor and ministers are clearly called to do the work of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Now, 1 Thessalonians 5, 12 through 13 says, "And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you, know them, yeah. and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake." Now, you may have an issue with their personality, but mm-hmm. for their work's sake, you should honor them.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the address that Trump made just recently in Congress.
Mm-hmm.
There was one half of the building that stood and applauded. There was the other half that sat and stayed silent. But for their work's sake, for him being the president and the unifying figure of our country, we should be on board with that. Mm-hmm. And in the church, it's the same way. For their work's sake, for the ministers and the pastors and leaders of the church, we are to be esteem them very highly and be at peace among yourselves, is the way the mm-hmm. verse ends. That brings mm-hmm. peace into the church.
Yes.
That will alleviate argument and dissension and all those crazy carnal things that can pop up in the body of Christ. So ministers are not only to be respected but esteemed very highly,
yes.
is what Paul is saying. Now, the Greek word for very highly is parisos, which means exceedingly, abundantly above, or beyond measure, because God has called certain men to lead us in our growth and knowledge of the Lord. And this would be a good place to listen to somebody that we highly esteem here at Missionary Radio.
Yes. Johnny Erickson Tada, Sharing Hope.
Welcome to Johnny Erickson Tada, Sharing Hope. Hi, I'm Shauna, and March is Disability Awareness Month. Listen in as Johnny shares a story that will move your heart.
Our Wheels for the World team was in Guatemala unpacking wheelchairs and lining them up to get ready for the people with disabilities and their families who would be soon arriving. Everything was abuzz when suddenly we saw a young woman, about 19 or 20 years old. She came walking into the distribution area carrying her 17-year-old brother on her back. Yikes. Her name was Christina, and I was mistaken to say that she was walking. I mean, this girl was stumbling. She was struggling under the weight of her disabled brother, Giovanni. Maybe she had only carried him from a cab or perhaps the bus on the corner, but no. Christina had been suffering under the weight of her teenage brother for quite a long distance. She was at the end of her strength when she arrived at our Wheels for the World provision site. It was clear from her expression that Christina's back really hurt from carrying Giovanni. She lowered him into a transport chair and then sat down exhausted next to him. And the story she told broke our hearts. After their father had passed away, he was the main breadwinner in the family. Well, after he was gone, Christina knew her family could never afford a wheelchair for Giovanni. And so whenever he needed to go anywhere, Christina was the only one strong enough to carry him. Near tears, she shared that she was hopeless and exhausted, but she loved her brother. And that's when our Wheels for the World team went into action. Right away, we did some measurements on Giovanni, and this brother and sister duo, they watched as our Wheels team began making adjustments on a really great wheelchair. And after we lifted Giovanni into his new chair, we turned and saw that Christina was already moved to tears She was sobbing and saying, "Oh my goodness, with this wheelchair, I can now take my brother wherever I go and not carry him on my back." Giovanni was ecstatic, and so was Christina. In fact, you've just got to go to my radio page today at johnnyandfriends.org. You got to see this incredible photo of the two of them right after Giovanni got his wheelchair. It is the best photo I've ever seen of hope and happiness. What's more, this brother and sister team received a Bible in Spanish, and they had a chance to hear the gospel of Jesus, and then they got connected with a caring local pastor who invited them to his church. You know, that happens all the time on a Wheels for the World outreach, and I am so grateful, not only for our Wheels team members making it happen on the ground, I'm so grateful for all the many people like you who pray and give. If you, friend listening, if you have ever cheered Wheels for the World on by donating a wheelchair, or collecting wheelchairs, or giving or praying, please know that Proverbs 14 was written for you. It says that he who is kind to the needy honors God. Friend, thank you for caring. Thank you for honoring God. Thank you for being kind to needy people like Christina and her disabled brother. And I invite you to honor the Lord by helping those in need, just like those two young people in Guatemala.
And listening friend, you can learn more about Wheels for the World by visiting johnnyradio.org. There you'll find a list of all our upcoming trips, and who knows, you might even feel called to serve on one of our teams. There are all sorts of ways to get involved, so go to johnnyradio.org today. All the information and all the inspiration you need, all of it, it's right there for you on our Wheels for the World link at johnnyradio.org. Thanks for listening today on Johnny Erickson Tada Sharing Hope.
Tammy, spring's almost here and I can feel it in the air, well, at least sometimes. But I do know this, we have an important event coming up. You know what it is?
I do. It's our annual Friend Raiser. The days are set for Tuesday and Wednesday, April 8th and 9th from 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. and on Thursday, April 10th from 6 to 9 a.m. This year's theme is Thank You, Jesus, which is a great song by Josh Baldwin.
You nailed it. This is our first of two fundraisers for Missionary Radio. We're 100% listener funded and depend on the partnerships with our listening family. We ask you to pray and then respond.
We ask you to renew your faith pledge, and if you can, perhaps bump it up a little. Also, if you had to stop your financial support, we ask you to come back. And we are looking for new supporting friends as well.
For complete information, you may go online to missionary.radio and click on donate. Thank you for listening to 100% listener-funded Missionary Radio.
24/7 Missionary Radio.
Oh, before I forget, I want to give a shout-out to a friend of mine who's listening this morning, Jeff Rogers. Shout-out to you, Jeff. I'm glad you're listening to the program this morning.
Yeah.
And I'm going to meet with Jeff at Real Life Church, Sango, 3575 Sango Road, about 9 o'clock this morning. So if any of you out there listening and you feel the urge to, come join us. We'll have some coffee.
All right.
At Beck's Farmhouse Coffee.
All right.
All right. Now, we left off with the Greek word for highly, very highly, is perissos, which means exceedingly abundantly above or beyond measure. And this is pertaining to what God has called certain men to do to lead us in our growth and knowledge of the Lord, our pastors, our ministers. We are to esteem them this way. Beyond measure is what Paul is telling us, we must esteem them in love for the work that they do. And then I had some questions here that really were meant for me, and not necessarily for you, but they could mean something to you. Do we love our pastor? That's a question you ask yourself. Do we love our pastor?
Mm-hmm.
Do we encourage our pastor?
Yeah.
Do we pray for our pastor?
Yes.
Do we highly respect the work God has given him to do among us? Those are things that we have to look into ourselves and ask ourselves. And if we're not doing those things, I would say that the Apostle Paul would say, begin to do those
things. Begin.
Begin, because God has put him there
yes.
for a purpose. And as a shepherd or a a sub-shepherd. You know, Jesus is the shepherd. But as a shepherd among the flock is supposed to feel protected by him, be together, and to just understand the importance of having someone leading the flock in our local congregation. So, if we can get to where we're doing those things, verse 13 ends with, the result would be you'd be at peace among yourselves.
Yeah.
Okay? Not arguing, not causing divisions, not envying each other, because a lot of that stuff comes with a difference between the pastor and one of the members of his congregation.
That's right.
But if we're doing all these things, praying for him and encouraging him and just loving him, that minimizes it. It doesn't, a lot of times it just doesn't exist. It won't exist.
Very true.
So, starting in verse 14 to verse 22 of 1 Thessalonians 5, we receive 14 commands to live by in view of Jesus' coming. And we know it could be at any time.
Any time.
To call us home. Verse 14, Paul says this, "Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly." Warn them that are unruly. The Greek word for unruly is atakos, which means those who are out of step, those who are not performing their duty in the church. That's accountability, folks. As part of the church, we must realize we're not in a game. Our work does determine where men and women's souls will reside in eternity. This is not a game that we are playing in the church. We must be serious and determined to make the body in which we are a part of as healthy and as functioning as it can be by calling other members of the body to be what they're supposed to be. And of course, it has to start with us.
Absolutely.
we have to have that plank in our eyes cleared, you know, to see the speck, in others. Jesus said, "Why behold us a mote that is in thy brother's eye when there's a beam in yours?" And then 1 Thessalonians 5:14 continues with, "Comfort the feeble-minded." The Greek word for feeble-minded is oligosuchos, which means faint-hearted, not mentally challenged, but it pertains to those who lose heart in a battle. You know, we're in this battle, and a lot of times people get overwhelmed by the battle. They'll feel that there's no way to win that battle, the faint-hearted, and we are to comfort them. The battle's won, folks.
That's right.
The battle's won. We are just to be engaged in this. So we should comfort these people with such words of Jesus found in John 16:33, and this is what he tells us. "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer." Who's overcome the world?
Jesus.
Jesus says, "I have overcome the world." Mm-hmm. Any battle we face as followers of Jesus will be overcome by Jesus. So comfort the feeble-minded with this truth. Comfort the people who are discouraged or just thinking there's no way we can win as Christians. Because Jesus says, "I've overcome the world." He's our leader. He's our salvation. He's our Lord. He's our King. And then verse 14 continues with, "Support the weak." Again, the Greek word would translate to hold one's hand, to shade one's eyes, to be a help, to be a support, to hold fast just as Jesus is doing every day for us.
That's right.
And like Jesus, who sees that our growth is sometimes slow, it's true, Brian, my growth can very easily become slow.
Oh, yes.
As well as any believer in Jesus Christ. Verse 14 ends with, "Be patient toward all men." And that's another thing that we must understand. God is patient with us. He's always patient with us. And we are to be patient with people, too. Even when we think they're not getting simple truths of the gospel that we're sharing with them, we're to be patient with them and to love them until the Holy Spirit gives them the understanding.
That's right.
1 Thessalonians 5:15. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Does this resemble anything that Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount? See that none render evil for evil to any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Why are we told not to render evil for evil here in light of Jesus' return? Because we don't know who the people around us are that may be currently unbelievers, that Jesus, God the Father, has determined that in their lifetime they will receive the Spirit, they yes. will receive the truth, they yes. will receive the new birth. And we are to be, we just don't judge people.
Yeah.
We are commanded to love and to share and to nourish people. Now, come the next three commands, which when I first read them, they seemed impossible to keep. 1 Thessalonians 5:16. See if this is one that you think is impossible to keep. It says, rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, and in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. It's, are we rejoicing always, Brian? Are we praying always without Mm-mm. ceasing? Are we giving thanks in everything?
Mm-mm.
Well, it's the will of God.
It's His will.
In Christ Jesus concerning you. So we need to be on board with that Mm-mm. command. It is impossible for us Sure. to keep that in our natural state. Mm-hmm. But the inner man is where all this bubbles up
Yes.
and continues, because the Holy Spirit's dwelling in us. These commands are impossible to keep in the natural man, but they are impossible to keep for those who are living only in this world. Now, that is impossible, because if this world is all there is, and we only have one life to live in it, then we can't rejoice the rest of our life on this earth, believing when we die it's all over.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely won't be praying without ceasing with a worldview. When hardships come, it will be impossible to give thanks in everything.
Yeah.
But as children of God, who know our permanent dwelling place is not on this earth, who know the time on this earth is only a tiny fraction of our existence, and who also know despite anything we face in our lifetime on this earth, the day will come in our future where there will be no more pain, there will be no more tears, there will be no more suffering, and we will live forever with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Knowing these things make these three commands a little more easier to accomplish and understand, Brian, because yes. as verse 18 ends with, this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning who? Each and every one of us who yes. are in the Lord. That's the will. That's what He's wanting to have happen in us. God wants it to be that way. Two more verses. 1 Thessalonians 5:19 says, quench not the Spirit. That's also a commandment of the Lord. Verse 20 says, despise not prophesying. Prophesying, according to Paul in 1 Corinthians 4:13 says, but he that prophesieth speaketh unto all men edification, exhortation, and comfort. I want to thank you all for listening this morning. Lord, we thank you, Father, for your word. We thank you, Lord, for the commands that you give us in your word. We thank you, Lord, for putting us in a world where there are so many people around us who need to know and to understand the gospel. Lead us, Lord, by your Spirit to share whenever it is possible. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Bing, and thanks for listening to The Front Porch here on Missionary Radio. And join us again tomorrow morning at 7 a.m.